On Fridays, we bring you moments from the Oral History Project StoryCorps, which gives people a chance to record interviews with friends and family. These recordings are archived at the Library of Congress, and excerpts are played here on Morning Edition. 7 years ago, a young woman named Kendra Webdale was in a New York City subway station when a mentally ill man pushed her in front of an oncoming train. She was killed on January 3, 1999. This case is still in the news, still in the courts, and still very much on the minds of family members. Kendra Webdale's sister, Kim Emerson, visited one of the StoryCorps booths to remember the day that her sister died.
I was at home, and I got a phone call from actually a reporter or a journalist from the New York Post. And I just let it ring. I was just screening my calls. And she said, "Are you the sister of Kendra Webdale?" And so I heard that, and I like hopped up to go get the phone. She said, "That was killed on the subway." And like as soon as I heard the word killed, I went to a different place, a place that I've never been before, that I felt like I was kind of out of myself. I never knew what going into shock was, and now when I look back, it was definitely that type of feeling, but I just remember falling on the floor, and I was just screaming. I was making noises that I didn't even know I was capable of, because there's nothing in my life that ever made me scream like that or make a noise like that. And I actually later, I must have been eating an Oreo, because there was Oreo like all over the floor. And the worst part about the whole day was knowing that I had to tell my family. And I remember standing by my bed and thinking to myself, right now, they don't know. Like right now, life is good. And I'm going to tell them something so horrible that's going to change their lives. And I don't want to do it. And I just remember like waiting, just minutes, knowing I had to, but just waiting to give them more moments of peace. And there was one voice message that Kendra had miraculously left on. I had the old answering machines, and there was a little tape in it. And there is a full message from Kendra.
It's Kendra. It's Monday night at about 10.
I know every inflection in her voice. So she's actually talking on it and talking for like a couple minutes. And in the end, she's like, "Okay, bye. I love you.
I love you. Talk to you later. Bye."
That is the one thing that I have with her voice on it. And it's one of the most valuable things that I could ever have.
That's Kim Emerson remembering her sister Kendra Webdale, who died 7 years ago this week when a mentally ill man pushed her in front of a train. Her death led to the creation of a new law in New York State. It's called Kendra's Law, and it tries to ensure that people with mental illness take the medications they need. To learn more about StoryCorps, you can visit npr.org.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.